You know, it's been a long time since I could be graced with the presence of Todd's air drumming.
Here we are.
Welcome back to the show, everybody.
Let me hold up my lighter. Encore, encore.
I know, right? We're live and in color today, baby. We are here. What's going on?
Bridget's in the house. Well, you've been in the house, right?
I've been in the house. I have not.
We've all been in the house one way or another.
Yeah, but I've been doing the show, obviously, here. But I think for the past, I don't know, like, seems like umpteen years, we've been doing the show virtually.
Yeah.
So I'm glad that we could be back, you know, safety precautions in tow.
Right.
So
right,
we're good to go.
Had my temperature taken this morning on the way in. I'm healthy and happy and, you know. It's humid outside, Bridget. It has been humid.
It's pretty gross.
This weekend, you know, I mean, when the rain and the storm started and all that, the humidity. And, you know, Lisa, I was listening on the way in, and Lisa and him talking about humidity solutions. And it's not more evident than right now this week, because it has been sticky out there.
It's been really disgusting.
It really is. So, and, you know, we kind of work very closely with Southern Climate Solutions. I've known Mike Evans for 25 or 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
And Mike's kind of stepped back a little bit out of the picture, but he was the impetus of kind of having them get started in this area. And really, you know, so if you're out west, if you're in Arizona or Tucson and you're waiting for baseball, like we all are,
right
out there, they say it's a dry heat.
Mm.
It's a dry heat. That's what they say. Which is the same thing in the oven.
Right.
Here, they say, it's not the heat, it's the humidity. And it really is. An indoor air quality issue is a moisture-driven issue in most cases here in our climate, because microbial growth and mold is driven by that. You know, the suspension or the support of virus and dust mites and allergens, all that's moisture driven. So moisture is a huge, huge part of the indoor air quality equation, if you will. I've been doing a lot of this lately. You know how I always talk with my hands.
Yeah, right.
I've been doing this lately, like, okay, we got an equation, we're a little bit out of balance over here. And part of the problem is we got moisture. You know, so we go out and we take measures and actions and do assessments and get data relative to, you know, like, how is that house out of whack? And what do we need to do to get it back in? So if you have a situation like this where you're out of balance one way or the other, you can call us at Gulf Coast Air Care at 934-2768. We are in Gulf Breeze. We have been 26 years. I've owned this company, God, 26 years. I just can't believe it. You know, the first 10 or 12 years, I there were minimal amounts of vacations, and we were just talking. This week would have been the week I'd have been in Bonaire on a dive trip.
Oh.
And so the COVID thing and just, you know, everything that has happened to us over the last 10 or 12 months.
There's just a small thing going on in the world, just very minimal.
Well, Kathy and I this morning, you know, I made the coffee noise that you would have at the Bonaire Chow Hall and gave her coffee. And we just imagined that we were in the little dining hall overlooking the water, contemplating today's dives. And we're working today. We're here
I'm
for
depressed.
You.
So. That just made me depressed.
If you need us, go to GulfCoastAirCare.com. We're virtually in Bonaire, and that was a very short virtual tour that we did this morning very early.
Are you going to be able to go on that trip at a later date?
You know what? We just rolled the whole thing over to next year.
Okay.
So, and we travel with a big group, and, you know, it's a lot of friends, a lot of good, you know, it's old people diving. So it's, you know, like real low pace, real low key, but we found this ultimate spot to
sounds like my speed.
And you know what? You talk about humidity down there. Oh, my God. Because you're really close to the equator down there.
Okay.
So it's real humid. And everything's all open air. But everybody's got a mini split in their hotel room. And you just crank that thing down to, like, cold. And you get that clammy, cold, low temperature. But you don't get the dehumidification. So I guess, you know, I'm just going to come right out and admit right here on the air right now, Bridget, I'm a humidity snob.
You are.
I am. I run my house at 44%.
The first step is admitting it.
77 degrees. Yeah. That's so I'm on the way. How many more steps do I have to get over? This is a 12-step program? Or
11.
That's it. I apologize to all the people that I haven't dehumidified their houses. That's one of the steps, right? Anyways, we run our house with a April Air 95-pint DU. And I heard Lisa talking about, so that thing comes on every hour for 3 minutes, and it checks your humidity. and if it needs to dehumidify, it runs. So there's monitors that you can put in the house, and we check everything. But the system itself, I think that might have been the nature of the question. The system itself will come on and run for 3 minutes and check, at least the way that we hook them up in residentials. And then it goes, oh, yeah, we need to run, you know, so the air conditioner and the dehumidifier will work in conjunction to try and get that comfort level. And, you know, the comfort level for humidity is 40 to 50%. That also takes care of dust mite colonies and dust mite issues. It makes it dry enough where you don't sustain mold growth because you don't have all that moisture or humidity in there. And, you know, that's one of the things as kind of a niche indoor air quality contractor, because we're licensed contractors in Florida and in Alabama. But the thing that we like to do is take a house and provide a solution one at a time. I don't do new construction. I don't have 19 crews out there trying to do change outs and service calls and all that kind of stuff. And we focus on a lot of the issues in the duct. You know, you got to clean it. You got to make sure it's sealed up tight. You know, and that the duct is, where's the duct in here?
I don't know.
It's out of sight, out of mind. Yeah.
Hey.
Up there somewhere, right?
Yeah. It's like, ew. I don't want to worry about it.
Yeah.
And I got enough.
You look up there and you see that black stuff coming out. You're like, ew, why did I look there? You know?
Yeah.
So for the longest time, I would go into a restaurant and I would just look up. And I've trained myself not to do that. But it's kind of an indication of what's going on with the duct, because the last thing that it touches is a register before the air comes out. So it's a good indication of how good your indoor air quality is.
Mm-hmm.
And you can end up with some, I don't know, scary scenarios or what. Yeah, it's just like, ooh. So
yikes.
Anyways, if we can help you with anything to do with the duct, whether you can see it or not see it, you can call us at Gulf Coast Air Care. We're at gulfcoastaircare.com. Or 850-934-2768. I came in with a list of things I wanted to say. At first, I got to do a shout out to our friends down at Pensacola Hardware. We went by and looked at a job for them, and they're hardcore listeners. She said that her husband listens all the time. So hello down there at Pensacola Hardware.
Oh, awesome.
How many places can you go that have been in business 169 years?
That's crazy.
169
years. We love
Pensacola
Hardware.
Yeah, I like them. So, and then this morning, out of the blue, a guy used to fly within the Navy. I don't know if you knew this. I flew in the Navy in reserves for 10 years.
I did not know that.
A long time ago. Yeah, I was thinner. I looked like I could fit into one of those Blue Angels flight suits. You know, but anyways, different part, different life. You know, I was a thinner man then. And a guy I used to fly with 30 years ago texted me this morning, hey, are you going to be in your office today? And I'm like, oh, my gosh. So, Sandy Paul, if you're out there listening, hey, dude, I'll catch up with you later today or tonight or whenever.
Very cool. I haven't seen this guy in 30 years. Is he just passing through, or is he living for now?
Well, he's looking to relocate down here, I think. So, and he's got a connection to somebody over in Baldwin County, maybe, or so. I'm going to catch up with him, but
yeah,
I haven't seen this man.
Give us a text. What's his name, Sandy?
Let us know what your status is. Yeah, Sandy, let us know what your status is.
Are you
dude.
On the way to the office? Because we're here.
Yeah. Well, I'm not going to be there.
850-437-1620. 850-437-1620. If you have a comment, if you have a question for Todd.
So, you know, in just my last couple comments, we're human. We're all living lives. We're all, you know, we just go through the motions, everything that we're trying to get done. And it's not been easy lately.
Mm-hmm.
So, and you take a lot of things for granted, like air conditioning and,
right.
and low humidity. I mean, you want everything to be comfortable. I got a lot to get done. You know, that's what you wake up, you attack the day, like, I got to get all this stuff done today. And if there's something out of whack that impedes your progress through life, like, who do I call for this? I had a guy the other day, he's like, I have no idea who to call for this bath fan issue. You know, the bath fan is raining water down in the bathroom.
Yeah.
Well, what we found out is it's wind-driven rain. And once the rain stopped, the drainage stopped. But we had to go out and look and see, okay, is it ventilating? Where is the water coming from? Because the bathroom is a big moisture producer.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking, well, if it's raining down in there, there's something going on. But then, you know, a conversation and a quick look at some pictures, it's like, okay, that's a roof issue. So we sent him over to our roofing specialists. It's in our network of people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you're in business 25, 26 years, you have a big network of people that you can rely on. You know, you have those
of
plumbers
course.
And electricians that you definitely want people to call them. And then you have other people that you kind of, they're outside the circle and you're like, you know, just buyer beware, you know, do your research, that sort of thing. And so, you know, those are some of the things that happen. But, you know, and we're trying to get through our day-to-day lives. And if things are out of whack, it's like, who do I call? Well, if it's an indoor air quality issue, if you got something going on indoors and you're not sure, call us at Gulf Coast Air Care, 934-2768. And if it's not something we can handle, we'll get you on the path to get you back, because we all got to produce. We all have to go forward. We all have to get back to, I see all these masks on TV in here. We have to get back to some kind of normal.
Yeah.
And, you know, I've just been avoiding the new normal. There is a short little blurb about kind of normal in our newsletter. Mm-hmm. But I don't know what that is. We're all kind of, you know, we got these big question marks. You got question marks hanging over you?
Do
you?
Yeah, of course.
Like, how are we going to do this?
Every day.
How are we going to do that?
It's a lot of uncertainty.
What's this going to be like?
Exactly. Our new normal is just,
right,
I don't know what it's going to be. It's definitely going to be different. Every time something happens in the world, you know,
yeah,
we make changes and we acclimate and we adapt. And jinx.
Right.
But that's just what it's going to have to be. And you can choose to be negative about it, or you can choose to be positive,
right,
adapt,
right,
and move forward.
And the things that you did take for granted, when those get out of whack, like, oh man, now what are we going to do?
Oh, I know.
So let me talk about for just a second.
It's just been an emotional roller coaster.
It is. We're on this roller coaster.
Yeah.
And so at the beginning of air conditioning season, the beginning of hurricane mm-hmm. season, I mean, you just kind of project out there like, oh my gosh, what's this hurricane season going to be like? What's this air conditioning season going to be like?
Right.
Because last year, and we've talked about this in the past, it was brutal. I mean, it was brutal. And this year, I spent all of March and April working in the garden, nice cool mornings. Man, I've been eating off that garden. But I took that weather for granted, knowing that the hot weather was coming, and get out there early.
Mm-hmm.
So we're at the beginning still of air conditioning season. I mean, we've had kind of a storm and some impact weather-wise. I mean, this humidity is, I mean, it's been brutal this week.
Yeah.
The beginning of the season, you need to go out and find your drain line. People, just if you don't know how to do this or where it's at or whatever, go out there. In the outside unit, most everybody's got a split system. So you got the furnace or the air handler indoors, and then the outside unit somewhere outside.
Okay.
Where those Freon line comes out, where the refrigerant line comes out, there should be also either a black or white drain pipe out there that's draining water. I had one yesterday that we took this, I mean, it was a slime worm turd looking thing. It was that long.
Ew.
I mean, this is a foot out of this guy's drain line. It was completely blocked up. It was flooding in the house. Da, da, da. He had tried to clear it. And, you know, I mean, you've got to put some vinegar down through that drain line, or get your shop vac out and suck that drain line out, because all that moisture, all that humidity we've been talking about, all that's going to come off of the evaporator coil down through that drain line and get out of the house. It needs
right.
to get out of the system. And if that drain line's stopped up or clogged up or got any slimy, gunky, milky-looking stuff in it, you got to get that out of there. That's it. I mean, half of my time recently has been we get there and find issues because of a drain line or a dryer vent. That I'm, for the last 2-3 weeks, it's been drain lines and dryer vents, and that has led us to all kind of, you know, filthy, dirty coils
mm-hmm.
and filters that aren't getting changed and dryer vents that are stopped up. We've made it snow in Gulf Breeze twice in the last week or two.
I believe it.
Because when you start cleaning that dryer vent, I mean, the lint's going everywhere, and it's like, look, it's snowing.
It's snowing in Gulf Breeze.
And if that stuff gets wet and it gets dry in there, you got paper mache that turns into concrete, and then your dryer's heating up, and, you know, so.
How dangerous. These,
yeah. So, you know, the National Fire Prevention says get your dryer vent looked at or cleaned once a year. And Gulf Coast Air Care, we say the same thing. And the drain line is so much more important than that. But that's the two things that have been driving my life for the last couple, 3 weeks, is the drain line and the dryer vent. And, you know, we have a whole network of people that we work with. If you don't need a specialist like us, have your regular HVAC guys look at it that come out, you know, because we work with a bunch of different contractors, and we have a deal set up with a lot of guys around town, like, you guys handle equipment, we'll handle the duct.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it just works because that's kind of our specialty. But somebody between them or us, the appliance guys, the same way, you handle the appliance, we'll handle the vent.
Yeah, right.
And, you know, if you've got a new dryer, it's going to give you an error code or a light or something. It's going to shut that dryer off because it can't get any airflow, and you don't want that hot back pressure.
Okay, well, that's good. But that's only if you have a newer dryer.
Yeah, yeah. If you have an older dryer, we can put a LinAlert thing. There's an add-on deal that, you know, it's got a little tap in there, and it gives you a kind of a blinking light or a signal on the LinAlert box that, you know, you need to have your dryer vent done. And you can just go out there and look. It's like, how much of that lint and that paper mache, that, you know, fuzzy linty stuff is out there? Same way with the dryer vent. The drain line. It needs to be clean, clear water coming out.
Okay.
It needs to be dripping a little bit. No milky stuff, no gunky stuff, no white, no boogers in there. You know, that one yesterday was...
Well, we're getting really technical. No boogers.
We didn't get that thing out of there till we worked at that thing for a while yesterday.
Oh.
So it was rough.
Do you ever see any critters in there or anything like that?
Oh, my gosh. We fished a dead rat out of a dryer vent about 2 or 3 months ago. Entire hole. I don't know how they got it out. We have this auger-type tool that we can run in there. And I still have a picture of it, and it's gross.
I don't want to see the picture.
Yeah, you don't want to see the picture.
I'm good.
So
the one thing about me is I do not do rodents.
Oh, okay.
Like, I don't. Not that anybody, like, loves them, but, like, yeah, I just, yeah, like, ugh.
Well,
I don't know if that's my Yeah, my specialty.
They're creatures of habit. So once they find a place where they can get moisture, you know, they burrow into that insulation in the attic. Once they find a place where they can get into the attic easily, you know, they're like, hey, man, this is like the Ritz up in here. We got insulation. We got, you know, bugs to eat. We got moisture coming off this leaky duct system. And you'd be surprised that rodents is probably pretty high on the list, too, with drain lines and dryer vents and, you know, rodent issues. If one dies up in there, you're going to know it, and it takes a while to get. You've got to find that thing and get it out or run you out of the house.
I have chills.
So, yeah, it's not
good.
That's
disgusting.
So, anyways,
well,
those are extreme
now
examples.
Now that my appetite is gone, good thing I already ate breakfast.
But if we can
I shouldn't
you,
have asked the question.
Gulf Coast Air Care, you know, I mean, filtration is another simple thing that you can do. And Bridget, you know what I always say. If you don't have a good air filter.
You are one. You know, I look forward to that on Wednesdays. You know, it's just not the same doing it virtually. It's better seeing your face doing
get
it.
Get a good air filter. People, it's not that hard. You know, and one of the things that we see is the returns are really way too small. And so, you know, and your filter becomes much more critical when it's not the right, it's not sized correctly.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not in the code. It's recommended, but it's not required to have that foot and a half to 2 square foot per ton in your air conditioner. Now we're getting technical. But if your return is undersized and your filter's whistling and all that, you got to change it more frequently. But then you need to call Gulf Coast Air Care at 934-2768, and we'll help you get your return set up right. If you ventilate the house correctly, you get better performance out of your unit, you have lower power bills, you get better comfort, you know, and then it's just something that we can help you with. You know, and the one thing that we've learned through the COVID over the last couple months or so is that you can text us a picture of what your issue, you know, it's like, hey, what about this? And we can do a consultation type dialogue via text or on the phone with photos in email. You know, that's one of the things that we can help you with. That, you know, online learning kind of moved over to us too as well, where we were saying, okay, yeah, text us a picture of that and we'll, you know, we can get the information from there, or we can tell you, you know, what the issue is, or we can show you where you want to do this, that, or the other. So it's worked out. I mean, we've all adapted. You know, we said the word adapt earlier, and that's, I think, what we're doing.
It's what we got to do. And I think, you know, as a community, as humans, we will. I see this in your newsletter. Don't settle for this in your AC system. It looks pretty nasty. I think that's a bunch of mold, and it says get UV.
Woolly. That's a woolly booger air handler right there.
Oh, gross, man.
that should be clean, shiny metal.
Oh, nasty.
Yeah. So, yeah, the other thing that we've been doing, you know, and everybody has more health concerns now. You know, we're concerned about where we're going. And I mean, I wore a mask on the way in and they took my temperature. You know, so we're all heightened to that. So what can I do to make sure that I minimize that at my home, where I'm taking respite, I'm getting prepared to, you know, do my catch up and attack the day and all that.
Mm-hmm.
The ultraviolet light is a great solution if you have microbial issues. Typically, a mold spore can host a viral spore, and the UV lights that we're using have data in the past for specific virus strains, and they work effectively. So the ultraviolet light is the C band of UV light. A and B is what burns your skin when you go to the beach. So UVA and UVB, and you'll see that on the back of a sunscreen bottle or whatever. The C band of ultraviolet light kills on a cellular level. It's a different light wavelength. I'm over here talking with my hands again. Just right back to how I was.
You're like a like an Italian.
I'm not Italian,
like...
but I talk with my hands all the time. So anyways, the light wavelength of the C band of UV is shorter, and it kills on a cellular level. If you put that directly over the evaporator coil, the coil inside the air handler unit that all the air passes through, so it's the right temperature, it's the right, there's moisture on there, it's dark in there, you get a little particulate in there from the what passes through the filter, and that's where the perfect storm is brewing in there to grow stuff. Mm-hmm. And the ultraviolet light eliminates that. It's the same light as the sun. It's just produced artificially by a light fixture. And we have been doing a lot of those. So the ultraviolet light is really something that will help you keep from having mold issues, microbial growth, and, you know, all the stuff. I mean, those impact your... If you're healthy, that can impact your stuff. But if you've got a compromised immune system, you know, people are dealing with health issues, they got breathing issues, the elderly and the young children are all more susceptible than the, you know, middle of the bell curve on you know, human health, so to speak. But the elderly and the young people, they're the ones that are susceptible. And so we see a great impact by using ultraviolet light in the HVAC system.
And is that like an easy install?
It is for us. It's probably not for the typical homeowner, but I have some DIY people that, you know, we can coach you through it and all that. So you have to relamp the bulb. So once the fixture's installed, you have to change the bulb every 2 years. We're using a 2-year bulb. There are 1-year and 2-year bulbs out there. There are some of them that produce ozone. You want to stay away from those that produce ozone because, you know, ozone is a lung and eye and throat irritant. It's not good for you. So probably I had a lady recently that was, she was trying to buy a replacement, but because it's got a connector on it, they wouldn't sell it to her directly. It had to go through a contractor because there was an electrical connection and all. Peace out. So
there was giving you your 2-minute warning.
2-minute warning.
And you make fun of me as saying peace out. All
peace
right,
out.
If that's how you
peace
feel.
Peace out. We're out in 2 minutes.
Peace out. Bye.
I'm just kidding.
But we do have 2 minutes left on the program, so. Tell us who you are.
What?
Where do you work? How can we get in contact with you?
Okay, all right. So I am Todd. My name is Todd. You can call me at 934-2768.
And say a fun
fact
about yourself.
I've watched way too much Netflix lately, so I have every accent available in the dialogue. You know, I can do the Matt Damons. I can do the Russian bad guys. I can do this.
Can you really?
Yeah.
Well, if I ever have like an open time slot, I'm going to invite you back. We could just do impressions. We could do like a little
voiceovers.
Game. We could do a little game and people can call
it'll
in
be,
and guess who you're being.
It'll be fun.
And so, that's always interesting.
Our website is GulfCoastAirCare.com. So I was traveling, doing a lot of marketing a few years ago, and I ran into a guy that sounded exactly like Thurston Howell III on Gilligan's Island.
Oh, okay.
And he voiced over a script that I wrote. And we never got it on the air, and it somehow got away from me. But I had, like, hello, lovey. You know, I mean, this guy, I ran into a guy that sounded exactly like Johnny Depp.
Robin Williams from Mrs. Doubtfire. Yeah, yeah. That's what he sounded like.
This guy sounded exactly like Johnny Depp. And I said, guy, you sound like Johnny Depp. Will you do a commercial spot for me? He's in Indianapolis. I've still got his number. We never have connected. So that's been years ago.
You're going to have a lot of celebrity endorsements coming through.
That's it.
And you know, if the air conditioning business, you know, if you ever get, you know, sick of it, if it doesn't work out for you.
David Putty. I had a guy I played golf with in a tournament one time, sounded exactly like David Putty, who is a character from Seinfeld. And he did a spot for us, and we ran it on another radio station for an extended period of time. So we are having fun in our lives, regardless of the complications. If I can help you from Gulf Coast Air Care, my number is 934-2768. We're over in Gulf Breeze. I've owned this company 26 years, Bridget, and I can help you with indoor air quality issues or whatever. GulfCoastAirCare.com is our website. And then, you know, send me your music picks. Mine are in the newsletter this month.
I love it. Check it out. Dynamic Life Chiropractic is coming up next. We'll see you later, Todd.
Thanks.